It was 7 years ago. We were on our way. When I say we, I mean the Bob and Sherry, the entire staff. There were like, you know, 10 people. And we got a couple of RVs. And we also got a great big GMC brand new rental vehicle. It was an SUV, really tricked out. It had, if you pulled to the left too much, the seat would rumble, one of those. I mean, great lane changing equipment, luxury fabrics, all leather and everything, $60,000. And we were heading to Maine, and we were going to, I was going to be the tour guide. And we stopped off at a campground in the Hudson Valley, which is so beautiful. Love our listeners there, our first affiliate. And we're in the campground. I was staying in downtown Hudson, and because I was not going to be sleeping in an RV with God knows who. And I was oblivious to all of this.
It was our staff. These are people you know. Anyhow, go ahead. I'm sorry I had to point that out.
Actually, some of them I don't think I did know, to be totally with. Well, I didn't know if I was going to be, you know, in there with somebody snoring or you know, there were like four or five children.
I
get stuck in the children's, you know, part of the RV. That's not going to work for me.
All right, go ahead.
Well, no, it's not. You know, it's just the way I am. And everyone knows it. And they're still here. I don't know how this happened, but the SUV was on a bit of an incline. I wouldn't say a hill, but a bit of an incline. And it had, it was wrapped. It had Bob and Sherry pictures on either side. And we're smiling big time. I mean, they're big. It covers like a third of each side of this SUV. And the SUV was pointed sort of downhill. Well, it was left there. We've never been able to figure out if it was left in park and not, and something happened, or in drive, or was it running? But it, by itself, decided to roll, and it rolled down slowly down this hill. And there was a lot of different places it could have gone. It could have gone into a freaking tent with someone, because there are people in tents there. It could have gone, I guess, into a brick wall. It decided to go into, and it had to make a tiny turn. It just naturally did, right through the fence of the campground swimming pool, right into the pool, where it slowly began to sink. This happened 7 years ago today. So what was the outcome? Well, immediately, you know, people started yelling. It was like 10 o'clock at night. And thank God there were no people in the pool.
Seriously.
Or we probably wouldn't be here right now. It didn't sink immediately. You can see pictures of Sherry and I slowly sinking in the pool. People were jumping in the pool to get selfies of us drowning in the pool. I mean, they were all teenage boys, obviously. And the state police came, did an investigation. It was just miserable. And the next morning, they came to the hotel where we were broadcasting from. And I came down. I said, "Hey, guys." And they said, "We got to talk about something here." "What?" "We got to figure out. We've already talked to management. We sank the SUV last night." And then they started just going on. I went, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa. What do you mean you sank the SUV last night?" "It went into a pool." "How did that happen? Who was driving?" "No one was driving. It went by itself." "How could that happen?" "It went almost directly. It could have gone a lot of places, Bob. It's not good. It's not good." And so we get the manager at the time on, and he was a pretty good guy. We hated the company we were working for, but he was a good guy. He said, "All right, you got two choices. You say nothing. It's going to get out there sooner or later. You say nothing and, you know, you just muddy the water, or you come clean with the audience and everyone." And we said, "Well, there's no, there's no choice. We're not lying to the audience. This is going on, and this is going on the air." And it did. And we didn't get sued. Insurance picked up the cost. And about a year later, that company sold our show and the radio station that was carrying us at the time. So there was one good thing that, I guess, happened out of it. So anyway, in celebration of this day, sinking of a $60,000 van. 7 years ago, we have obtained a high-resolution photo of the SUV in the pool, and we have created three T-shirt products, one of which we'd love to see on you. It's a ladies' tank top, a ladies' T-shirt, and a men's and women's unisex T-shirt. This is a collector's item. And all you have to do to get one is go ahead and go to bobandsherry.com, our website, bobandsherry.com, and hit the store tab, and it's going to pop up right there. And so there you go. The story behind the story of the van. 7 years ago, and thank you, Jesus, that nobody was harmed, and that we're still here broadcasting.